Hey, welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And I'm Dear Scooter, and this is exactly what this podcast is for, is to help you fall asleep. I'm going to tell you a story tonight, and I'm going to hopefully help you put your thoughts aside about the holidays or work or whatever's going on in your life or whatever's keeping you up. Just listen to the story, and it'll get progressively more and more boring, almost like a bedtime story. And that's what I want you to do, is just get in bed, curl up, put your covers or whatever, and press play, and I will slowly talk you to sleep, kind of, with this story. We're on the web at www.sleepwithmepodcast.com, on iTunes. If you can rate us or review us on iTunes, that'd be great. Or I'm on Twitter, at Dearest Scooter. If you need to get a hold of me with any feedback, it's feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. If for some reason this podcast doesn't work for you, I want you to try it a few times because it's kind of a different type of podcast. But if it doesn't work and you're still up at night, just email me, feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com, or let me know on Twitter, and I'll work with you one-on-one to try to figure out a better way to help you sleep, like what's going on. And I'm not a therapist or a sleep guru or vitamin salesman or anything like that. I'm just a dude that doesn't sleep good and can tell boring stories. So reach out, and I will try to help you out, okay? So that's it. This is Sleep With Me Podcast, and let's get to it. Tonight, we're going to be doing something a little bit unprecedented here. I have no notes. I just have the beginning of a story, and it's a story I told once to someone about 2 summers ago, even though it's a Christmas story. So if this works and you like it, me winging it, let me know. Email me or let me know on Twitter. And if you hate it, it's like too boring or not boring enough or whatever, let me know too. So tonight, to put you in the Christmas mood as we have been on this podcast, this is the year Rudolph's nose broke. And Rudolph, this was started in July. Rudolph was about, in human years, he was about, not even human years, because it's tough. The North Pole's operating on all these different wavelengths, but we'd say he was about 18 or 19 years old and just starting out his adulthood. He was a child worker, which, even at the North Pole, is pretty unprecedented. But whatever, it's a summer. The reindeer follow, you know, it's like off season for the NBA or whatever. So they're following, you know, specific workouts. That's what the reindeer games are. Once you hit a certain age, you start coaching prospective reindeer. So Rudolph's also a coach in some, Olympic development leagues for soccer or little league for baseball. And he's always on the lookout for new talent. And of course, you know, with his nose so bright, reindeer loved Rudolph, man. I mean, he was like a celebrity, but another thing people loved about him is he's a nice guy, like down to earth, connecting. He didn't think a lot very highly of himself. He just kind of, you know, he enjoyed the celebrity, but, you know, part of it he didn't enjoy. So this is one summer, you know, Rudolph's nose was still like, it was kind of under his control, but, you know, every once in a while he'd do that thing like on the movie, or just lights up out of the blue, and everyone would have laugh or clap or cheer. So just July, and one morning Rudolph wakes up, he's wicked sick with some summer reindeer flu or something. He's coughing and sneezing, and he just can't get out of bed. And Rudolph is a single dude. Him and Clarice, I think it was that then. They never got married. Let's just say that. So, you know, different, you know, fans of Rudolph were bringing him, instead of chicken soup out there, they have walrus soup. So he's eating, and he starts feeling a little bit better, but he's like, you know, a doctor comes and checks him out. He's like, yeah, you just got, you know, there's nothing we can do. It's the flu. And Rudolph's like, you can't give me some antibiotics? He's like, dude, how many times I got to tell people the flu is a virus and not a bad. Anyway, no, we can't give you that. And Rudolph's like, what about that Tammy flu stuff? And the doctors are like, Rudolf, just ride this one out. And he's like, is there anything else? Rudolf's like, I've been having these terrible nightmares when I'm feverish and that something bad's happening to me and I'm trapped in total darkness and metaphor alert and I can't find my way out and I'm totally lost in the pitch black and I can hear people calling for me, but I can't find my way. Voice and doctor said, okay, that's perfectly normal for the fever. Take some ibuprofen. And usually what I do personally when I have the flu, this is the doctor speaking, not me. I take some Benadryl and some ibuprofen and I just sleep through. So Rudolf takes his advice and takes a bunch of allergy medicine and he goes to sleep. But he sleeps for like 4 or 5 days and doesn't show up to work. And people, you know, they come check on him, but everyone's like, oh, he's just sleeping. You know, a couple of his girlfriends have checked on him. And he wakes up at 4 or 5 days, and he's like lost a lot of weight. He just feels like he's been sweating. You know, sheets are soaked and stink. But he feels like, you know, his fever broke. He feels like a weight's been lifted off of him. And so he goes and takes a bath in this, ice cold river and gets out, flies a couple laps. And he's like, I'm feeling pretty good, but something feels different. And he goes back to work. And a couple days go by before he realizes, he seems like something isn't right. I can't figure it out. And then one day, he's coaching like a reindeer game, similar to baseball. They call it, what would they call it and what would they do? Antler Arena Bowl, they call it. And you throw a ball off your antlers and catch, kind of more like rugby, I guess, then. And Rudolph's just, you know, ref and coach, and he gets hit in the face with the it's like somewhere between a football and a soccer ball. It gets hit pretty hard. He's like, man, he's dazed, and everyone's like waiting. Usually if something like that happens, his nose goes off, and it doesn't go off. Rudolph gets home. He's like, that was weird. My nose didn't. He sits in his bathroom or stands over, you know, whatever reindeer do in the bathroom. Strange that the reindeer would, if they have a home, that you'd assume they have a bathroom. And they do, because I've verified it. But he looks at himself in the mirror, and he's like trying to get his nose to go off. It's not working. He's like, man, come on. It's concentrating. He has like a little magic word he says, which I can't tell you because it's a magic word. It's secret. But, you know, he has this magic word, and he's saying it in the mirror. And nothing's happening. And for a few days, he just keeps it to himself. But, you know, at once a month, Santa's like, especially this particular Santa who's, I don't know what number he is, like 422nd Santa or something, whatever. He wishes he was in the military. So he's got all these monthly, you know, red alerts or whatever you want to call it, full dress rehearsal. And they do it and you know, he randomizes it with like different scenarios, and he comes up with a blizzard scenario for August. So they get up and they call in Rudolph, and Rudolph's like, "Oh man!" And you know, he tries to get his nose to go; it doesn't go. And Santa's like, "What's going on with your nose, Rudolph?" So I don't know, Santa. I got this fever and flu, and it stopped working. Ooh, Santa's panicking, man. And he's like, "Okay, you need to go home. You're on." Paid leave, you go home and, or in fact, you need to go to the hospital. Well, let's just get you into the hospital and let's figure out what's going on with this nose. And I was like, I feel fine. Like, maybe it's just like a temporary thing, you know? And he's like, nope, go to the hospital. And Sam's meeting with his advisor. He's like, how are you guys going to figure this out? Like, you need to figure out what's going on with this kid's nose. It's never not worked. I'm like, Santa, you know, we've been saying this behind your back for years, but it's like, I mean, his nose is bright, but we've got this LED technology that we could put on every reindeer. We can make it red, and it'd be pretty close to I mean, there's been long strides in these LED lights, and you know, we could come pretty close. Not exact lumens of Rudolph's nose, but close. Santa throws his head down. It's not about the light, just the light. It's about tradition. Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. That's what people. We're not gonna fake a Rudolph. You get together and figure out what's going on with his nose. What? How does his nose work anyway? Nobody's ever filled me in on this junk. And they're like, you know, it's magic, Santa. You know, just like a lot of other stuff in the North Pole that we use magic for, or that's imbued with magic properties. You know, we know how, we know his nose works, but we don't know how it works. And it's kind of self-contained. We've looked at it, and it's all in there inside his nose, some sort of magic. But I don't know if it's like a fission or fusion or like a fairy in there that lights it. Maybe they, it's, and I don't know if it's such a great idea to open up. He's like, well, give him some x-rays, blah, blah. So they give Rudolph a battery of tests here. Like, you know, they're x-raying him, gamma-raying him, MRIs. I mean, they got other technologies up there, you know, shooting lasers, that, you know, night vision technology, whatever. And they can't, Rudolph's nose just comes up as a nose. Which the scientists can't understand. Like, how's a normal reindeer nose, which is, I don't know if it's cartilage, you know, his nose wasn't any wetter or drier than usual. They're stumped. They test his blood, you know, do everything, and nothing's working. And so then Santa calls in, like, the elves that do work with a lot of magic, having to do with the sleigh and all that kind of stuff. The big debate is whether he should cut his nose open or not, and for the most part, it's like, no. I mean, the benefit is we fix his nose. The downside is it could nuke the North Pole or never work again. Or, you know, what if some sort of fire beast in there? Then we're not going to cut his nose open. And now it's, you know, September, nothing. So they send, you know, there's a certain branch of elves that are into homeopathic type stuff. So they send Rudolph off these are like these monk elves, and I can't get into the whole elf backstory, obviously, but they live off in the mountains, you know, sequestered, and they have a lot of healing stuff, so they try different, kind of similar to Eastern mysticism type stuff, and as well as actual, you know, plants and, you know, non-commercial medicine, which, I mean, elves use a lot of anyway. I mean, they do have the technology to copy Western pharmaceuticals. But so they go through this whole thing and meditation and Tai Chi, and Rudolph's, you know, he's kind of into it, but, you know, he's kind of like freaked out, and he's not telling anybody. He's trying to maintain a brave face, and now he's freaked out because everybody's, you know, in his business, and he can't sleep, you know, they're observing him all the time. But this one thing that he, you know, made him special stops working. And so he's starting to get depressed, even though this meditation's helping center him and he's learning some stuff. He's like, so finally, you know, Miss Claus sits down with him, and she can tell, you know, she's got that whole mothering instinct going, and she says, Rudolph, you're sad, aren't you? No one, has anyone asked you how you're feeling inside your heart? And he says, no, I don't feel good, Miss Claus. And she says, okay, well, you know, when your nose stopped working, what was going on? And he said, you know, talking about the flu, and they said, like, you know, I was having these real bad dreams that I was trapped in darkness, and I couldn't find my way out, and my nose, I guess now I know my nose didn't work, but I was, you know, in total darkness, and people were calling for me, and I couldn't find it, I couldn't find them, I couldn't find my way out. Miss Claus said, she's like, Rudolph, I've noticed you never settled down with anyone. I'm sorry to change the subject, but I've always been curious. You know, what happened with you and Clarice? Like, how come that didn't work out? And I was like, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's hard, the pressure I have from all these fans. And I don't know, Clarice had a lot of jealousy, and I'm saying I'm always being too nice, and I need to spend more time with her and less time kind of with these charities, you know, all the stuff I do because of my fame. And all the stuff I put, you know, I guess I work too hard, And then part of me is a little bit selfish, Miss Claus, you know. I like the attention. Especially from the does. I mean, I'm a reindeer. And Miss Claus, okay, you know, I'm not judging you here. This is just, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, if we can get to the bottom of it. And Rudolph, this next question might be a little uncomfortable. But, you know, with all these does and Clarice that you've spent time with, like, have any of them ever given birth? Like, do you know if you have a son somewhere that you don't know about? Like, how do you know what I mean? And Rudolph was like, huh, you know, I never really thought about it because having kids freaks me out. I mean, like, part of me is like, what if my kid has a red nose? What if he doesn't have a red nose? You know, it seems like I lose either way. And I don't know how good a father I am. I mean, I feel like I coach these kids and I do all right. But, you know, the idea kind of that freaks me out, you know. I'm not ready to be a parent. Miss Claus pats him. She says, oh, you'd be a wonderful father, Rudolph. She said, well, I think you need to maybe spend some time in darkness. So, you know, go off. Spend some time alone and figure this out. What if your nose never works again? And what if you don't ever work for Santa again? I mean, you could probably just be a regular reindeer. Like, could you live as a regular reindeer? We're going to leave it here right now for tonight because Rudolph's going to kind of go on a journey of internal struggle next. And I don't know what's going to happen because I'm just kind of making this up, but I'm really curious and I don't want to drag things out and then force it to a conclusion early. I think Rudolph really needs some time to, this fancy word that I just heard somebody else use, discern things and figure out if he can live as a normal reindeer. So we're going to leave here tonight and, I just want you to close your eyes if they're not closed and listen to the sounds in the room that you're in. The sounds of the outside. Maybe it's real quiet, but can you hear something? Anything? Like my neighbors moving around. And walking. What's one of those footsteps? Is that Santa up on the rooftop? And wait. Might be some dogs barking or cars, but can you hear? It's almost imperceptible sound of sleigh bells. It's almost like it's an illusion. Is it there? Are the sleigh bells or not? Remember when you used to have to take that hearing test? You'd have to like move the one of those things called tongue depressors or raise your right or left hand. Did anybody else like get anxiety about that? And then, sorry, would you hear fan noises or not? And what about when, I don't know if it was an Almost Famous or what, but they said, you know, whenever time your ear rings, it's some cell dying that does that frequency. Is that true? Is that why you're not hearing the sleigh bells right now? They're off in the distance.